Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So we're going to look at a book today, but before we get started with that book, I've got a question for you, which is, do your grandparents speak a different language from you?
Very good.
Do they?
Question. Yes, they do. My grandparents, when I was young, that were still alive or also still taking care of me, they spoke a different language. They spoke a dialect from China, which is called Teochew.
Oh, okay. And you don't speak that?
I can barely speak it, and I can understand it, but I can barely speak it. And they don't speak Mandarin. They don't speak very good Mandarin, and they definitely don't speak English.
So how did you communicate with them?
So it was a lot of pointing and gesturing, you know, using your hands, and a lot of broken English.
I see. You know. Well, I guess we're going to kind of make, we're going to take you back in time. I think the book we're going to read today will have a lot of familiarity to you. You'll think, I've been in this situation. Let's read through the first day of this article and find out why.
Reading. Something's missing. A look into Taiwan's past. Junjun wakes up for school and immediately realizes something's wrong. Her grandfather is looking under her bed. Something of his is missing, and Junjun is determined to help him find it. There's only one problem. She speaks Chinese, a language her grandfather is not fluent in. Thus, she has a hard time understanding what he's searching for. This is how the book, Something's Missing, begins. Through its colorful pages, readers follow Junjun's journey around her neighborhood to try to retrieve what her grandfather has lost. When Junjun asks her grandpa what he is looking for, he tries to act something out. Armed with the drawings she's made of his actions, she hits the streets. Her drawings become a kind of treasure map, leading her to different places, including a tailor's shop, some food stalls, and a temple. In the end, Junjun has talked with many kind people. However, she returns home without knowing what her grandfather wanted. As soon as she gets back, though, the mystery is solved. The family cat, which has been outside, jumps into the grandfather's arms. He smiles, having finally found what has been missing.
Okay, so our article begins by saying, Junjun wakes up for school and immediately realizes something's wrong.
Oh no, that would be terrible. You just wake up and something's wrong. I know it. How do you know? Do you smell something? Do you hear something? Or is it just a feeling?
Or maybe she woke up and she's not in the room that she fell asleep
in.
Oh,
well, something isn't
like
in
that.
The room.
Yeah,
I see.
Okay. So let's actually take a look at our first vocabulary word. Immediately. Okay, I-M-M-E-D-I-A-T-E-L-Y, immediately. It's an adverb, and it means right away. Okay, for example, Agatha immediately replied the urgent email. So it was an important email, she had to reply right away.
Yeah, she read it, she didn't wait, she didn't do something else, she just, right, I'll do a reply, I'll write my reply very quickly. Okay, so how does she know immediately something's wrong? She doesn't have to look around or go downstairs, she knows the second she wakes up. And why? Well, we can see that her grandfather is looking under her bed.
Ooh, that's kind of scary,
okay,
actually.
Okay, so wake up. Oh, there's Grandpa.
And he's
Grandpa, what are you doing? Why are you looking under my bed?
Okay, our article says, something of his is missing, and Junjun is determined to help him find it. Okay, so that's why he's looking under the
bed. Okay, something's missing, which I believe is the title of today's article, Something's Missing. I think it's the title of the book as well. I'd have to check that, but I think it is. So something's missing. Something is not there.
Yeah.
Something that should be there isn't.
Okay.
And that's a problem.
So here we see our second vocabulary word, determined. D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E-D, determined. If you are determined to do something, you will do anything to make sure it happens. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're determined to get an A on a test, well, you'll have to study really hard, right?
That's right.
We can use determined in an example sentence. The police were determined to catch the thief.
Yeah, they were like, nothing is going to stop us. We will find the thief. Mm-hmm. And there's a little clue in there because that is an adjective that ends with ED, which often, is, or almost always, describes how a person feels, like bored, tired, excited, and so on, okay? So you are determined, that means it's how you feel. You will do something, you will achieve something. Here, we're talking about this little girl, Junjun, and she is determined to help Grandpa. She's not going to let anything stop her. Okay, however, it's not as easy as that may sound, because as our next sentence shows, there's only one problem. She speaks Chinese, a language her grandfather is not fluent in.
I see.
So this is where we bring
feels.
It back to you. Yeah. So what would you do in this situation?
I might get somebody to help me translate.
You had a translator in that? Who was the translator?
Usually my aunts.
Okay,
yeah,
so
my
the
aunts
auntie, come here. I need to try and talk with grandpa. Yeah. We need to figure stuff out. Okay, now in that last sentence, we saw the word fluent. Fluent is spelled F-L-U-E-N-T, fluent. And if you're fluent, there's two meanings to it.
Okay.
The first is that you're able to explain yourself clearly and express your meaning. Okay. Mm-hmm. A fluent speaker of pretty much anything. And it just means you can communicate well. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about a language, French, English, Japanese, Chinese, and so on, if you're fluent, then it means you can speak and understand another language easily and accurately, okay? You actually, you understand like almost 100% of everything that's said. You can reply, you can read it, you can write it, you don't get stuck.
Mm.
Now, big confession here with our example sentence. Even though Pat has lived in Taiwan for almost 9 years, he is still not a fluent Chinese speaker.
It's okay. You don't have to be fluent because you're fluent in English as long as you can
just about fluent.
Speak Chinese.
Yeah, I can understand little bits and I can speak little bits and read a few words and stuff like that. But if someone said, okay, Pat, we need you to teach a Chinese class on classical music from the 18th century.
In Chinese?
In Chinese.
Do you think
I wouldn't even be able to start.
Do you even think our local editors could do that in Chinese? Classical music,
If they had time to just read about it and research it, they could. They'd know all the right words to say.
Hmm.
So we're in an unusual situation here because Junjun speaks Chinese, but her grandpa doesn't.
Hmm.
Okay, we will find out and we'll talk about later how this book is kind of set in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't unusual because my wife's grandmother, she speaks mostly Taiwanese and Japanese at home.
Oh, okay.
She can speak Chinese, but it's not a language she grew up speaking.
Ah.
So I can imagine a similar sort of situation.
So how do you communicate with her grandmother?
I speak Chinese and she can kind of...
She
understands enough and I can't speak well enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's only easy words, so that's
fine. And a lot of pointing, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so it's no surprise that our article says, thus, she, Junjun, has a hard time understanding what he's searching for. Okay, so if you're searching for something or somebody you're looking for or trying to find something or somebody.
Okay, we also saw the phrase have a hard time doing something, okay? If you have a hard time doing something, you find that thing very difficult. And note that we always use the V-I-N-G form of the verb here. For example, I have a hard time understanding math, or someone has a hard time tying their shoes. So we could say, I have a hard time with plus noun. For example, I have a hard time with Chinese, but if we're using the verb, it's got to be that V-I-N-G.
Ah, I see.
Okay, so this is how the book, Something's Missing, begins. So, yeah, I was right. That is the title of the article, as our article just says there. This is how the book, Something's Missing, begins.
And the article tells us more about this book, okay? Through its colorful pages, readers follow Junjun's journey around her neighborhood to try to retrieve what her grandfather has lost.
Okay, now we're going to take a closer look at the word neighborhood.
Let's take a look at our fourth vocabulary word, neighborhood. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R-H-O-O-D, neighborhood. So a neighborhood refers to an area of a town. Which neighborhood do you live in, Pat?
I live in Zhongshan District. Uh-huh. I mean, that's quite big. If I close down my neighborhood, it's the neighborhood around Xinsheng North Road. Neighborhood around that area.
Okay. So would we say that Zhongshan is considered kind of your neighborhood, I guess?
It's a district. That's a little... Neighborhood usually means just a few kind of streets and things that are within maybe 15 minutes walk of your house. So maybe Zhongshan North Road kind of is part of my neighborhood and so on. Here's an example sentence. Mm-hmm. Da'an is one of the most expensive neighborhoods in Taipei. So that means to buy a house there, it's going to cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Now in that sentence, we also saw the word retrieve, which is to get back something that is missing or something that is in another place and bring it back to where you are. So you could retrieve your wallet from the police station if you lost it, or go to your brother's room to retrieve the book he borrowed and never gave back.
Has that happened to you before? Well,
if my brother's read as much as I did, they don't read so much. Let's get on with the article. When Junjun asks her grandpa what he is looking for, he tries to act something out.
That's interesting.
Yeah, body language, like you said. Now here, act something out or act out, this means to use body language to try to explain an action, an idea, or a need to someone who is watching. You can't use your voice, you have to use body language.
I see. That actually reminds me of the game Charades.
Yes.
You know the game Charades? C-H-A-R-A-D-E-S? Mm-hmm. Charades? Well, it's a game in which a person has to act out a word phrase, and other people have to guess.
So a lot of movie titles or sort of book titles. It's a book, it's got two words, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to our article, armed with the drawings she's made of his actions, she hits the streets. Mm. So before we continue with the article, let's take a break to watch our Shortcut for You video to learn more about the phrase armed with.
Shortcut for You.
I feel so terrible.
Why? What happened?
I had a big argument with Tina, but I just realized she had been right all along.
Oh no. What are you going to do?
I guess I'll try and talk to her. Armed with apologies, of course.
Whoa. I know. Tina sometimes has a temper, but I don't think you need an army to talk to her.
I'm not talking about an army. To be armed with something means to provide yourself or others with what's needed to complete a particular task.
Oh, I see. To be armed with something means 准备好点点点.
Right. So, I'll think of the best way to say I'm sorry before I meet with her.
You might need to be armed with more than that. Hey, chocolate always works. Maybe start with that?
Okay, welcome back. So, armed with was our shortcut for you, but we saw another phrase in that sentence, which was hit the streets.
Ah.
She was armed with these drawings, and then they hit the streets. Now, this phrase, hit the streets, means to go out onto the streets and walk around them, going to many different places to find things or look for things or talk to people. For example, a news reporter might hit the streets looking for news, or protesters might hit the streets to protest against something. It just means everybody goes out onto the roads.
Ah, I see. Okay, our article says her drawings become a kind of treasure map, leading her to different places, including a tailor's shop, some food stalls, and a temple.
Okay, she's going all around. Now, you might be wondering, a tailor's shop? What is a tailor? Well, the word tailor is spelled T-A-I-L-O-R, tailor. And a tailor is a person who makes clothes, okay? But not kind of the lots of the same clothes for everyone to buy, like in a factory or something like that. A tailor is someone who makes a single set of clothes at a time for just one person at a time. And they will measure you to make sure the clothes are exactly right for you, although other people wouldn't be able to wear them unless they were the same size as you.
I see.
So you might go to a tailor if you wanted to get a suit for a wedding. He would check your arms and check your shoulders and make sure you had everything was right for you. For example, the tailor used a tape to measure the man's arms, legs, and chest. Now, we've also got another word to look at here, which is the word stall.
Stall, S-T-A-L-L, stall. A place where you see many stalls is a night market. A stall can be a table or a small shop without walls. For example, there were over 30 stalls at the market selling fruits, vegetable, fish, and dried goods.
So I guess she's walking around everywhere, just kind of all around the local areas, the temple, the shops, the stalls, the neighborhood tailor, whatever. And the article says, in the end, Junjun has talked with many kind people. So that's nice. They're kind of probably quite pleased to see a little girl and her grandpa walking around. And I'm sure they're trying to help and, you know, saying hello, maybe giving her something from the stall. But has she found what she's looking for?
Ah, good question. However, she returns home without knowing what her grandfather wanted.
So
are they is Junjun holding this treasure map, right?
Yeah, these drawings, these actions.
Showing them to the people at the stall?
Help me kind of thing. You know, maybe grandpa is acting. Why doesn't grandpa talk to the people?
Is he there?
Oh, he's not with her.
No, I don't think he's there.
No, sorry. I need to read this book properly again. The girl's walking around by herself, which probably means she can't talk to most of these people.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Or even if she can, she can't explain what she wants. But as we see in the article, as soon as she gets back, though, the mystery is solved, okay? If you solve something, then that means you find the answer to that thing.
So does that mean whatever Grandpa's looking for, her grandfather's looking for, is that home?
Is it home? It was at home all along? Let's find out.
Our article continues to say, the family cat, which has been outside, jumps into the grandfather's arms.
So it was the cat all along.
Yeah, it was. Okay, the word jump, which is a verb, means to push yourself off a surface and into the air, either to get up to something that's higher than you, to move up or over something in your way, or even to move off of something and down to something lower.
Yeah, you could jump off a wall, for example. You still push yourself off, even though you go down.
Like when you're diving into
You would end up going down, but you'd kind of jump off the side of the pool or something like that. So here, the cat is jumping up into Granddad's arms. It was on the floor or something, and it was the cat all along. Why didn't Grandpa make a meow?
Lick his paws or whatever.
Yeah.
How did he act out a cat?
Something like that. Yeah. Cats are easy.
Yeah.
Okay, but the cat is there. It was just outside, and it's come back in the house like they do. So the article, or the first part of the article, finishes by saying, he smiles, having finally found what has been missing. Okay, he's very happy. The cat has come home. All is well. And Junjun has probably found lots of interesting things in the neighborhood, even if she didn't find the cat. Okay, that is the end of the first part of our article. Day two, we're going to look a bit more about what this book is and who wrote it and why. But right now, it is time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's For You Chat question is, what's one thing you lost that was important to you? And what happened?
Oh, I lost something very important to me.
What was it?
This was very recent, too.
Right.
Okay, I lost my ARC.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is, you know, the ID card.
Yeah, ARC, this is what foreigners like us, mm-hmm. we need this to be able to live and work in Taiwan. If we lose it, they might kick you all the way back to Canada.
They probably would. So I lost it when I went for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it dropped out of my hand.
Oops.
It was really stupid. And then, luckily, I called the police station and somebody picked it up.
Wow.
And then, this happened within like 15 minutes.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and I really wanted to thank the guy, but the police wouldn't give me his information.
Oh, well.
He only said he was a construction worker in the area, so.
All right, well done. Mm-hmm. If you're watching this and learning English, Mr. Construction Worker, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, something I lost recently. Mm-hmm. You remember we had that four-day weekend back at the end of February?
Yes.
Okay. I went on a short vacation to Kending.
Did you?
And okay. I was on the beach, and I was putting on some sun lotion so I didn't burn. And I was wearing a bead necklace that my brother had given me years and years ago.
I think I've seen you wear that before.
Exactly. Yeah? Well, you haven't seen it for the last couple of months because as I was putting the lotion on, I pulled it and the string, which was very old uh-huh. and had gotten wet and all sorts over the years, it broke. The beads went everywhere. I managed to pick them up and not leave all this plastic on the beach because mm-hmm. that would have been bad. But that necklace, which I'd had for maybe 8 or 9 years, died.
So I'm
kind of sad about that. You know, maybe mm-hmm. I'll have to get another one. It has felt weird. Like I keep, where's that gone? Oh, right. I broke it. I lost it. But there you go. So I didn't lose it. I know exactly where it was. It was in pieces on the floor. But in the end, I have lost it. Okay, mm-hmm. that's what happened. That's all the time we've got for today. Thank you for watching us, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Something's missing. A look into Taiwan's past. Junjun wakes up for school and immediately realizes something's wrong. Her grandfather is looking under her bed. Something of his is missing, and Junjun is determined to help him find it. There's only one problem. She speaks Chinese, a language her grandfather is not fluent in. Thus, she has a hard time understanding what he's searching for. This is how the book, Something's Missing, begins. Through its colorful pages, readers follow Junjun's journey around her neighborhood to try to retrieve what her grandfather has lost. When Junjun asks her grandpa what he is looking for, he tries to act something out. Armed with the drawings she's made of his actions, she hits the streets. Her drawings become a kind of treasure map, leading her to different places, including a tailor's shop, some food stalls, and a temple. In the end, Junjun has talked with many kind people. However, she returns home without knowing what her grandfather wanted. As soon as she gets back, though, the mystery is solved. The family cat, which has been outside, jumps into the grandfather's arms. He smiles, having finally found what has been missing.
Vocabulary Review. Immediately. When Mark realized he had slept through his alarm, he immediately jumped out of bed. Determined. Julie is determined to show her parents that she can take care of a puppy. Fluent. Luke is fluent in 3 languages. He can speak Chinese, English, and German easily. Neighborhood. The parents decided to move their family to a small neighborhood near their children's school. Tailor. Patricia's new dress didn't fit well, so she decided to take it to a tailor's shop. Stall. Fred stopped at the merchant's stall and bought some fresh fruit.